commonly known as Snake, right? Yeah. Ben and I were down to the open mic that Eric's a part of down in, is it Weymouth, Eric?
South Weymouth.
South Weymouth. And it is a real fun experience at the wild animal shelter there, where they bring the wild animals in that have been injured and take care of them. And very, very nice, cozy open mic down there, if any of you can get to that. Okay. Thank you, Chris. Another round of applause for Chris. And while Eric's getting set up, let me read who's next. Is PJ Rogue? Paul, are you here? He knows he's next? Okay. Here he is. Okay. And after that is Rip Quimby. You were next after him. You're on deck, yes. Okay. Sorry.
Good evening. I'm going to do a song from 1949. It was written by Evelyn Danzig and Jack Siegel. Most folks think of it as a Christmas song. It's actually not. It sort of got into people's heads that it was, because the two best known versions, one by the Browns, one by Harry Belafonte, were both released around the Christmas season. So people just sort of made the assumption that they were Christmas, that it was a Christmas song, but it's not. It's a song about a miracle. And it doesn't have to be Christmas time to have miracles. Countless miracles happen every day and have since the dawn of time. It's just we tend to be a little too self-absorbed to notice them and take them and recognize them for what they are. I peeked in to say goodnight, and I heard my child in prayer. Please bring me some scarlet ribbon. Scarlet ribbons for my hair. All the stores were dark and shuttered. In our town, the streets were bare. Not one single scarlet ribbon, not one ribbon for her hair. Through the night, my heart was aching. Just before the dawn was breaking, I peeked in, and on her bed in gay profusion lying there, I saw ribbons, lovely ribbons, scarlet ribbons for her hair. If I live to be 100, I will never know from where. Came those lovely scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for thank you.
Eric, that was gorgeous. Thank you so much. And thank you for always...